All right, welcome to the February 10th TSC call. As you are probably all aware, there are two things that you must abide by on this call. The first one is the antitrust policy notice that is displayed currently on the screen. And the second one is our code of conduct, which is linked in the agenda. It basically says, don't be a jerk. I do see that we have some guests on the call today, so welcome to everyone who has joined. You're all welcome to participate in this call. So we will jump straight to our announcements. So the first announcement is one that we see every week here. The Dev Weekly Developer Newsletter goes out each Friday. And if you are interested in including anything in that newsletter that goes out to hundreds of developers, please leave a comment on the wiki page that is linked in the agenda. The second thing we've seen for the last couple weeks is the call for mentors and projects for the 2022 mentorship program. So if you have a particular project proposal that you would like to have considered, please add that before March 9th. And the next one that we have, Jim, thank you so much for creating the issue that we had talked about in our last meeting for capturing kind of the discussion that we've been having on the project health and the project reports. So if you haven't had a chance to review that issue yet, please go ahead and do that. Add any additional thoughts or comments that you might have. Jim would like to try and do this mostly offline so that we don't have to get together in meetings, but obviously if that's not gonna work, we will have to get a task force together to sync up on how we move forward with the project reports and reporting on project health. The next announcement here is David sent us out an email on the TSC list letting us know that the project and lab services document that we had reviewed in past meetings is now currently live. And if you are interested in using any of the services, please reach out to David or the contact mail that's listed on the page. And then the last announcement that I added just this morning, I'm going to let Daniela talk through.
Thank you, Tracy. Yeah. I am very pleased to announce that Hart Montgomery, who many of you have worked with for the last 6-7 years, some of you 7 years, has agreed to become our Hyperledger Foundation Chief Technology Officer. For those of you who've worked with Hart before, you know how instrumental and how helpful he's been in our community and especially in the Technical Steering Committee. So I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to announce him yesterday. He already spoke at an event yesterday at Dev Week. So we wanted to take advantage of that and tell the greater open source developer community that the Hyperledger Foundation has new leadership from a technical perspective. So Hart, I'll let you go ahead and say a few words and kind of maybe share with the rest of the TSC. I know you've spoken to many of them a little bit about what you would like to do and more importantly, what the next steps are. I know as of today, you're still a Fujitsu employee and participating as a Fujitsu employee and contributor. So over to you, Hart. And once again, a big welcome to Hart. I am delighted beyond belief that Hart has joined our Linux Foundation staff and look forward to great things from him.
Awesome. Well, thank you to Daniela first for the very kind words. I've enjoyed, you know, working with you and really, I think a lot of people on this call over the years, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to do that more in the future and to help move Hyperledger forward. As such, I will be officially resigning from the TSC after this week because I cannot be on staff and on the TSC at the same time. I will also be turning over my leadership positions in various projects, and we have already planned those, so I'm optimistic that those will go smoothly. Yes, so I'll be officially starting next week, and I'm looking forward to contributing in a new role. And thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Daniela. Thanks, Hart. Congratulations, Hart, on becoming the first CTO for Hyperledger Foundation. We look forward to working with you and seeing how we can improve as we move forward. All right. Any other announcements that anybody has before we move on in the agenda? Yes, Daniela.
I just want to reiterate the call for mentorship program and really ask everybody on the TSC and others that are here today to please reach out to others in your project communities and ask them to take a look at the mentorship program. It is a great opportunity to get new contributors and developers into our community, but B, things that you want to get done within your projects or your labs. So please, if you haven't yet, take the time, please reach out to any of us on staff if you want to talk about what does it mean, what does it mean to be a mentor, because it's really important for us to get some great contributors as part of that process. Thank All you.
Right. Yep. Thanks, Daniela. Bobby?
Hi. I just have a question. There seems to be, when I was talking about the mentorship program and the call for community projects, a little overlap on both of those. Is there a differentiation between the two?
Bobby, are you talking about the Hyperledger Challenge?
Yeah, the challenge. I mean, it's kind of along the same lines as, you know, devoting your time to mentor people. So I was like wondering if there was something different about them that, you know, you can talk to their differences.
There is something, you know, what's unfortunate is the timing, because I think the timing of it, of one thing right before the other has been the most complete confusing. And I'll let David Boswell speak to that. But the Hyperledger Challenge is a community-led event. It is not a Hyperledger Foundation sponsored event. It is the community has gotten together. And this was through the leadership of the Hyperledger India regional chapter and the Hyperledger Social Impact SIG. And I know some of the other leaders in our community have been working for that challenge. So that challenge is a complete community developed event and initiative, and we think it's fantastic. It's really driven a lot of interest. So thank you to those on the phone here that have done that. The Hyperledger Mentorship Program is something that happens every year. It is funded. So these mentees do get a stipend, I guess, you know, an internship fee of up to $6,000. And Bobby, I know that you participated last year and you had some of the mentees and you were a mentor. So that it's a really different project. And David, I know that you've been addressing this with the community, the same question. So I'll let you add anything that you need to add.
I mean, just to build on what you said, I mean, they are similar. There are some differences as well. I mean, I think broadly speaking, I'm really excited to see that there's more opportunities to mentor people. I mean, I think the annual mentorship program that Hyperledger runs is great, but I think a best practice in open source is to do mentorship. You know, that's how you share knowledge. That's how you bring new people in. You have the people who are in the community who have the expertise, and then they hand it off to people. So I'm really excited to see additional mentoring opportunities happen. As Daniela said, the timing might have been a little bit different. But I'm really excited to see additional mentoring opportunities. And, you know, I would personally like to see even more mentoring opportunities throughout the year. So for everybody who's stepped up and done mentoring, you know, thank you. And you know, I think maybe there's a way that we can make these, you know, more complementary with each other. But, you know, I'm glad that the people in the community who are organizing the challenge are stepping up and doing that. And thank you for providing another opportunity to help bring people into the community. And for anybody who is interested in mentoring, you know, I would really encourage you to look at both opportunities. And then maybe we as a TSC can talk about what additional mentoring opportunities we could, you know, pursue, you know, later in the year as well.
No, that's great. Thank you for the clarification. So the community challenge projects could wind up in the mentorship program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's probably a way that we can make these complementary and have one feed into the other. If you, you know, say, hey, I'm interested in being a mentor for the challenge, maybe we should email you and let you know about the other mentorship opportunities and vice versa.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, Bobby, that's a great idea. It's just, volunteers who want to be mentors to be able to understand that, right? One could feed into the other.
All right, thanks. Are there any other announcements that anybody has that they'd like to make? All right, so seeing no hands, seeing nobody coming off mute. So we did get 3 quarterly reports in this week. We got the Aries and Indy report that came in, as well as the Aroha report. I did not see any specific questions that were not addressed in the comments on those particular reports, but want to give the opportunity here for anybody who has any questions or comments on those reports to offer those now.
And I see that we have quite a few representatives from Aroha on the call. So Sarah, or if you had anything that you wanted to say.
Hi, no, not exactly. We just came to, just in case, if there are any questions, if there are any clarifications needed. Also, I think on the call is a new project manager for Hyperledger Aroha 2, Dmitry. Probably you met him on a previous call, but just in case, I think it's important to, I don't know, maybe it's important to say hi. So yeah, that's one of the biggest changes, I think. But yeah, if there are no questions from your side or something, we were here just in case if there are any questions to present the report. And yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. We really appreciate you joining these calls after you submit the reports in case there are any questions. So today it doesn't look like we do have any questions for you. Feel free to stay on the call though and contribute to these other discussions as you see fit.
Thank you.
All right. With that, and Dmitry, welcome to the Aroha 2. We're happy to have you as a contributor as well.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so let's move into our discussion topics. The first one is a topic that Arun brought to us. I think I will let Arun introduce this topic and start the discussion.
Thanks, Tracy. So, hey, everyone, a quick introduction of what this issue is, and not exactly issue, it's rather a discussion point. So when we were having a discussion with Alfonso for one of the community events, and Alfonso suggested that a few folks from CNCF reached out to him and asking how can they get involved with Hyperledger. And they have the cloud expertise, they have knowledge on some of the things that may be beneficial, and they did not have a starting point for them at on getting involved with Hyperledger itself. So I wanted to understand in more depth, and that's when Alfonso connected with me to Raul, who is all on this call as well. And he'll be speaking more about the collaboration opportunities that he has a proposal for. So I'll hand it over to Raul from, he is based in California.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yes, Raul.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Arun, for the introduction, the kind introduction. My name is Raul Flamenco. I'm the co-organizer of Cloud Native San Salvador. This is a community in El Salvador, Central America. Up to now, the community has grown to approximately, I would say, 280 participants. This came as a result of an idea to do a first, Kubernetes Community Day. This is an event that happens in communities in which we can share knowledge about the different projects at CNCF. As you may know, the project of CNCF got started through Kubernetes. But since then, those projects are more, up to probably 80. And so for us, it was an opportunity to open doors for more talent from Latin America. One of the things that we noticed is that I'm glad that this morning the conversation also happened around mentorships. That's one of the main things how I came in contact with Alonso Covella. He's going to be presenting tonight at the Cloud Native San Salvador. It's more like a meetup, and share the intent is to share more information about Hyperledger and for CNCF to share more about our community as well. But the main reason why I reach out to Alonso is because I noticed he was a mentor for the Hyperledger project. And he happened to be in Mexico. So another observation was that these projects are very visible. So we can tell, for example, who the mentors are, who the mentees are, what the projects, what are the requirements. That's a good thing. But overall, perhaps I haven't looked very deep, but I have looked quite extensively. And I couldn't find an individual that had completed this project from Latin America. And the reason why I think I thought that was important is because if we have one, we can invite him or her to talk to the community and make it easier for the rest of the members to see the possibility of securing one of those mentorships. Why? Because another thing that we notice is that if those individuals that complete a mentorship successfully, immediately can secure a job, a full-time job. And those jobs can are available anywhere in the world. So the idea is that instead of these young people, which is probably the biggest treasure that these countries have, walk anywhere from San Salvador to the United States, Los Angeles, just like I did. Instead of doing that, they can do this job from El Salvador. So we are working, we're trying to understand as much as possible about the project so we can open doors for these individuals. One of the things that we are encouraging them as well is to participate on QCOM. QCOM happens once a year in North America and once a year in Europe. The next one, it is in Valencia in May. And so we encouraging those students to apply for scholarships to travel to Valencia. Last year in October, we had one student from El Salvador who attended QCOM in Los Angeles. And so he is one of the co-organizers for the community as well. So in the conversations with Alonso, we start possibly thinking about doing a Kubernetes community day jointly. But again, that is a process, just a conversation right now that needs to be developed. Perhaps it would improve tonight during our presentation. And so we're looking forward to that. Thank you.
All right, Daniela.
Raul, thank you for coming and speaking with us. That's fantastic. And it's so great to see Alfonso and you connect and really expand. And we do some other collaborations across other LF projects. I know the Linux Foundation Open Source Summit virtual in Latin America is coming, and we're going to be participating and are asking our Latin America community to present at that as well, or to put in their CFPs for that as well. So we'd love to work with you. David, I don't know if you have touched base with Alfonso with this, but David and I will reach out to you, Raul, if that's okay, and work with Alfonso and yourself to see how we can assist.
Thank you, Daniela.
Okay, great. Any other questions or comments to Raul around ways in which we might make Hyperledger stronger across the globe? Arun?
Sure. So I guess Raul probably short sold himself now on this call, but when I had a call with him last week, he actually proposed many other ideas as well. So one of the ideas were the expertise that CNCF community brings in and some of the projects that we have in Hyperledger around tooling, which could highly benefit from those expertise that the CNCF communities can bring in. But the question, however, he had was, how do we train them? How do we bring them up to speed so that they can be contributors to these projects? And Raul also suggested, or maybe told, that they are highly enthusiastic in learning and getting involved with Hyperledger, especially blockchain ecosystem, and they trust Hyperledger to be one such umbrella or ecosystem, which they should get involved. And we can look for ways of building community around projects such as Bevel, Cello, and any other tooling projects that we have, right, including Caliper. I guess that's a great opportunity if we can connect maintainers of those projects or probably plan around some activities around that.
Yeah, completely agree, Arun. I think this is a call, right, that maybe it wasn't strong enough, but I think a call to all of the maintainers of the different projects that if you're interested in getting more contributors, this might be a way to do that, right? Working with the Latin American community, working with Rahul and Afonso to make that happen, right? That there's a desire for learning, there's a desire for mentorship, there's a desire to get people aware of the projects within Hyperledger. All right, Daniela, you still have your hand up. I don't know if that was just a holdover or thank you. Any other comments or questions that we would like to ask Raul while he's on the call with us? All right, seeing none, I will again thank Raul for his time, for coming to speak to us. I hope that this starts to get the call out to a number of different folks to really start to engage more. And I'm hoping that there's a lot more conversation that's going to happen after this particular call.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right. So with that, then let's transition to our next discussion topic. So Grace has been leading a task force and specifically on what is the right direction for our chat system. I'm going to hand this over to Grace, even though I didn't tell her I was going to do that, but hopefully she knew that this was coming. Hand it off to Grace to have a conversation around the proposal that she has put forth to the TSC.
Cool. Yes, I was expecting this.
Great.
Thanks, Tracy. Thanks for, I can share my screen if that's helpful. I'll drop the link in the chat. I did share this in the TSC email last week, so happy to, I hope folks have had a chance to review, but maybe I'll just give like a 3 to 5 minute spiel of kind of the process that we went through and who we talked to and the proposal at hand, and then I'll obviously open up to questions and all that. So let me share my screen just in case. So I'm sure you guys, many of you remember a few months ago, we were originally supposed to transition Hyperledger from Rocket Chat to Element or Matrix chat channel. That didn't pan out for various reasons. So in that kind of decision, or we decided that it might make sense to kind of do a broader evaluation of the chat channel system, understand what Hyperledger's communities use the chat channel services for, who uses it, what uses it, what are the strengths, weaknesses, and all that. So there was a group or task force set up, as Tracy mentioned, with participants across several of the different projects, including many of you here. So thank you for your time. And we kind of got together and wanted to understand what are the challenges, what are we thinking of, what does Hyperledger need kind of for this next phase for communication? So you can see here in the task force page, if you all were interested, you can see kind of our notes on the left side from our meetings. You can see our interview questions and the different responses from all the different groups we talked to, if you're curious. So after that process we've run over the last couple months and gathering feedback, we are recommending that Hyperledger transition to Discord, and we put together this proposal in front of you. I think, you know, one thing that we realized, you know, we wanted to ask the question, is it really worth moving at all? And, you know, is Rocket Chat working just fine for everybody and we're trying to solve a problem that isn't there? And I think, you know, the group would agree that we definitely saw several like significant challenges that the community members have had with Rocket Chat generally, particularly with onboarding user experience. So using LFID to join, having many channels be outdated or not used. It is a more costly platform. All those challenges were kind of identified, and we decided that it made sense to to recommend Discord. Why Discord, you might ask? So one, we got feedback from the group that and the community members that it's easy to use. So the onboarding is much more seamless than Rocket Chat. Two, there's some familiarity already across the community. Lots of people already use it, so that was promising as well. That you know it wouldn't be a steep learning curve for the communities. And then third, you know, it is cheaper than Rocket Chat. I did link you here. You know, there is a feature comparison if you're so inclined to look. As a part of the task force, we also you know realize it's not just a recommendation, but how do we make this an easy process, or how would we recommend the TSC? Approve you know the migration, because you know it's not just saying here's a new chat channel, go, but let's you know make sure we're being very conscientious and moving everyone in a you know I guess high communication manner. So here's our recommendations on the migration and you know what communication should be sent and potential timelines. We also recommend you know some channel cleanup, which and how we would kind of take the opportunity to recommend different channel organizations and naming, including, you know, how we would recommend each of them be consistent. So every time you're looking for a new channel or you're familiar with one project, but you might not know the other one or might not know, you know, where to find the other one, it'll be easy to find because, you know, I'm familiar with Basu contributors. If I want to find the contributors Fabric, I just look up Fabric contributors, for example. So just kind of some general cleanup here around how we can better manage the chat system, around the chat channel expectations. You know, we did have a conversation as a group around, you know, maybe we should have multiple chat channels, or how should we, you know, best serve our community? And we think that it made the most sense to have one chat channel be the home and recommended place for the community broadly. So that's just kind of written out here. We also, you know, recommended that the TSC helps kind of oversee the migration path. So we're able to understand, you know, how it's gone, ask the questions of the projects of how the migration has gone, just to make sure we're keeping a pulse of, you know, we're not losing community members through that process. And then at the bottom here, just kind of a FAQs of you know, that we thought might be helpful as well. So I think that's all. I'll pause and say, does anyone from the task force want to speak up or add anything that I haven't mentioned here? Okay, so if no other additions or I didn't miss anything important, maybe we'll take questions or feedback.
Peter.
Sorry, it's not a question. I just didn't reach the unmute button in time. So I wanted to give this little extra information that was important to me about Discord, that it does support linking specific messages externally, as in via HTTP links that you can post elsewhere, such as on GitHub. And this, for me, was very important, so I figured out additionally highlight this as one of the things. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Peter. So any discussion from the TSC members, any concerns with the proposal, any sort of things that we should think about? You know, this is the expectation here, I think, is that, you know, the TSC is going to end up voting on this proposal to see if it's something that we would like to do or not. So I think this is our time to discuss before we get to the process of voting yay or nay. Jim?
Yeah, no question for me. Just want to thank Grace and the task force for getting this and Rai for setting things up, at least from the Fireflies community's point of view. We've been using it extensively for discussions and no complaint, very smooth experience.
Okay, thanks, Jim. I'm finding it really hard to believe that there's no sort of discussion or commentary that people want to have. Arno?
Yeah,
Are you expecting to have some kind of trial period? I mean, honestly, I've never used Discord. I have no idea what this is going to be like. I know my son, who is a teenager, uses it. But that's the extent of how much I know about it.
Yeah, Arno, there has been a test server set up that a few of the folks on the task force have been using. Jim just mentioned that they've been transitioning their stuff over on the Firefly side to have discussions to see how it's working. So I don't know that in the plan we had any sort of trial period specifically focused on this. Grace, thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we actually mentioned this in the task force meeting, and we had the same question, and we kind of decided that we, because we've been ongoing the kind of pilot phase over the last few months with different projects testing it out, you know, the space being worked on, I know Cactus and Firefly have been using it, we kind of designated that as appropriate enough, you know, pilot to make sure it worked for us. But yeah, and I think Dano, maybe you were going to speak up, so.
Yeah, the BASIC team did kind of a little quick pilot, and you know, we said, oh, we need to wait until there's a formal thing before we get back to it, and all the maintainers there are like, well, when can we go back? When can we go back? So there's a lot of support, at least in BASIC, and part of that stems from the mainnet part of BASIC, having needing to interact with the ETH research Discord. Most of the Ethereum, mainnet Ethereum type teams and projects have all moved to Discord for the most part, and it's a lot better user experience than Rocket Chat. It's, you know, there's, I've never had it accidentally log me out. I never had it miss messages on a phone. There was a PR that went out that because I didn't see it on my phone, I wasn't able to review it and it got forgotten about. So there's, you know, and there's a lot more active development going on in Discord than there is in the Rocket Chat servers and Rocket Chat clients. So I think we just get, it's the whole issue of the winners win more. And, you know, there's exponential, you know, the power of the network is greater. The more people you get, you know, the whole is greater than sum of parts by the network effect law. So I think that's a lot of the benefit we would reap by going to Discord, is a lot of the stability and ease of use we just get secondarily because of the larger Discord community versus Rocket Chat, which is quickly becoming an also-ran in the ephemeral chat race. It's quickly consolidating is what I see going on.
I mean, my concern, honestly, you know, it's not even for me personally. I actually believe I'm fairly flexible for this kind of stuff. I'm used to make do of whatever, but we've been through this before where we said, oh, let's all switch to, you know, Element. And then people say, oh, no, I don't like it. And so my concern is, you know, I would like to make sure we're not going to end up with, well, there's one project who doesn't like it. And then we end up with yet another situation where some people unhappy say, hey, this sucks. We should move to this other new stuff. That's much better, right? And so that's my only concern here is, you know, are we confident that just because there are, and, you know, I don't mean to disregard the report from the people who are on the task force. I'm very willing to take your word for it. But, you know, we are basically being asked to decide for the whole community. And I don't know that, you know, I can do that with the confidence that, yeah, everybody is going to like it. That's all. That's my concern.
The problem with Element was that it wasn't going to be able to scale, and the resources that were put on to scale it had gotten taken off. So it wasn't that one project or one team said, no, I don't like Element, is that Element couldn't handle the level that LF was going to put on it. So that's one thing Discord does have solved, and it's solving the issue that we were having with our transition directly.
Jim?
Yeah, I just want to stress the fact that we've had really good experience. Our team was very reluctant to use Rocket Chat because it was a very bad experience because we're used to using Slack, which as you guys know, is very smooth. But using Discord, we can say it offers equal, like comparable experience as the commercial product with Slack. So I think to Arnold's point, as far as user experience go, it's probably the best out there. And then it's obviously very easy for a new project like Firefly to pick up this and go. So the concern with migration, I think teams like Fabric, which has a very significant following back in Rocket Chat, probably should weighing on the cost of migration, which, you know, obviously Firefly team wouldn't have a problem for.
All right, thanks, Jim. Ryan?
Sure, I just wanted to bring up two things. One, Dano already touched on, the reason Matrix didn't work out was because of a change of priorities at LF. And I know I say this all the time, but we already have multiple chat platforms. We already have Aroha is on Telegram, and all of our Chinese community is on WeChat. So we already have that issue before us. So, you know, anyway, that's all I got.
But so let me ask a follow-up question then, if I may interject. I mean, is the expectation that those groups will be able to use Discord and be happy to?
I hope so. I hope it's good enough that we can pull some of that traffic over. But I think, you know, with WeChat, that's going to be a very long and difficult road.
Yeah. Okay. But at least in Roha, it would be interesting to know if they would be willing to let go of Telegram. Anyway, thanks.
And that sort of reach out is certainly something we'll need to do. I mean, I think as Grace was saying, it's not like we just say, yes, this is the proposal, we're done, and then that's the end of it. There's kind of a process that will go on after we make a decision, I think, to make sure people are encouraged and helped to move over.
All right, I'm gonna break in here, guys, and say if you do have a comment to make, please raise your hand, because we do have a queue already of people who are looking to make comments on this topic. You know, obviously we do have the Aroha team on the call. They can also raise their hand and make comments on this as well. But I'm going to call Hart, who has had his hand up for quite some time.
Awesome. Thank you, Tracy. So I just want to point out that anecdotally, David, Peter, and I gave a talk at Developer Week yesterday, and we were explicitly asked if there was a Discord community for Cactus. So people who aren't familiar with Hyperledger but are sort of interested in the blockchain space, you know, are familiar with Discord. They have Discord, and they're asking if we have Discord communities. I think we all laughed on stage when we, or at least the virtual stage, when we got this question, because it was so relevant to what we'd been talking about. So I think that just sort of galvanized my opinion a little bit on this, that I think this is a great thing to do, because people outside of Hyperledger expect it.
All right, thanks, Hart. Dave?
Jim asked about projects like Fabric that have a long history on Rocket Chat, and I can't talk to everybody, of course, in the Fabric world, but I have talked to a few people, and I think we'd be very happy to make the switch, actually, even with you know, having to pull over legacy users from Rocket Chat. One of the other problems, besides just the technology, is, you know, the number of channels that we've had. We created way too many in the early days. And I think the new structure that's proposed here is very good in terms of having one general channel, one for contributors and one for announcements. I think that's going to make things a lot easier. So at least myself and the other maintainers I've talked to from Fabric would be very happy with this.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Jim?
Yeah, thanks, Tracy. I just want to clarify one thing, because the question of Telegram came up. My understanding is, as far as what Hyperledger is paying for and making available to members, Rocket Chat was the only thing, right? And we're switching to Discord. So if others are still wanting to do other platforms, I don't know if that's a problem we should worry about as part of the consideration for the migration.
Yeah, I will just add on for Arno's sake, so he doesn't have to jump in here. But I think the concern, if I heard correctly from Arno, is more around this idea of, are we going to fracture the community even more, right? So we already have a fractured community as far as chat is concerned. Are we going to fracture it even more if people are not willing to move over to Discord as the platform? Peter?
Thank you, Tracy. Just a quick point extra on what Arno said, which is, how do we know if people will be willing to migrate from their existing other chat platforms? And I thought about the same thing, but then eventually arrived to the conclusion that we don't. But I am very confident personally that we have a much better chance of convincing them to migrate over to Discord than we had with Rocket Chat, just because of all the reasons that everybody else has mentioned already.
All right, thanks, Peter. Sarah?
Hi, so yeah, we use bridges to bridge Rocket Chat with Telegram and Gitter. So I think that at this point, Rocket Chat is the least used chat, I think. So, and I understand why. Personally, it took me like a couple of weeks to understand how to log in with LFID, that you need to log in and then just close this second window, and only then you will be redirected. So it was a little bit tricky, and overall it's like it's a little bit difficult, and I agree that it might not be the best idea. And but the question is, I'm looking at different options for bridging Discord with other chats. Have you researched the options to bridge the chats together somehow, maybe?
As far as I know, Sarah, that is not the case. I know we have two hands up already, but I don't know if any of the other task force members have done any research on bridges.
Go ahead.
So yeah, it just seems like there are some bridges. So like Discord is very popular, so it might be easier to find options for Discord as well. But will it be okay if not everyone is on Discord?
Grace, you were going to jump in with a comment. Sorry, Arno.
Sorry, guys. we didn't do too much research. I'll drop in the chat. It looks like there is a bridging option documentation between Discord and Telegram. This is just my Google search really quickly. But the goal the goal is to have all of the projects in the Hyperledger community operate on one chat channel. I'm sure we'd love to talk to the Aroha team and kind of work through what that means for you all specifically, but I think the goal is definitely just one channel. But and happy to kind of talk through, you know, Discord with you all and see if it meets your needs. But there is, like, just to be clear, it looks like doing a Google search, you can have a bridge, but someone would have to validate that.
Got it, thanks.
All right, Arno.
So I think Grace kind of answered indirectly my question, but I want to make it clear. I mean, the expectation is that Rocket Chat will be sunset.
That is the expectation, yes.
Right. So is there like a time frame? We would. I'm sorry if you mentioned this. I may have missed it, but
I believe we have it in the proposal. Sorry, I'm answering the questions. I hope that's okay, Tracy. Tell me.
Yeah,
go for it. Raise my hand. Yeah. But so what we do is we have kind of a 30, 60, 90 day review process for the task force to go through in the migration. I believe we give. I'm just looking at the plan. We have a 1 month transition timeline is what we propose now of, like, here's when the original communication goes out. We send, we include the communications of the migration in Discord, Rocket Chat, mailing list, you know, all the other kind of the website, all those sort of things. But the plan is for it to be a 1 month transition. I think we're open to feedback on that though, if people think it should be longer.
It's usually good to have kind of an overlap just to tell people who go through the old system, right? Hey, don't come here anymore, go over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what that month transition would be. So it would be starting to say, go to Discord, here's the new Tribe right. channel, we're all going here. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But so, okay. I'm happy with that, but I wouldn't want to end up with what was just talked about earlier, where we would have added Discord and then we still get stuck with Rocket Chat because some project said no.
there are other external forces that are, the LF spends a lot of money and effort to keep Rocket Chat running. Rocket Chat is the last service that's on the previous authn stack. So there's a lot of internal pressure to, and Rocket Chat does not support the new authn stack that all the other, every other property the LF runs does. So there is pressure to move off of Rocket Chat for, you know, external reasons as well. And there's more to that as well. There are a lot of bugs, a lot of long-standing bugs that have not been fixed in Rocket Chat, and we don't have the developer bandwidth to go fix. So we're highly incentivized to move off of Rocket. We, the Linux Foundation, are highly incentivized to move off of Rocket Chat.
Sounds good. And I haven't heard anybody say, no, I love Rocket Chat, I want to stay on it. So maybe this is irrelevant and this is a non-issue. But I just want to make sure this was part of the plan, that we would indeed pull the plug on Rocket Chat. So thank you.
Yeah, or no, it's probably worthwhile to mention that, at least here in the plan, right, that is the case. I think that, you know, obviously was an assumption that all of the task force members had, but didn't necessarily include it as a statement specifically, but definitely should be included. Arun.
So I guess we can divide that into two sets of users, right? Those who regularly come and visit these channels. So these are contributors and willing to be maintainers kind of people, and those who are just looking for help on these projects. And since we are going to redirect, I'm assuming that we are going to set chat.hyperledger.org and redirect that to Discord directly when we start migration. And those people who still have bookmarked the old links on going to Rocket Chat, we need a plan for them. I guess 1 month period should still be good for them. I mean, is that good understanding that I have, or is it different from, I know I was part of the task force, but this is something that I did not find a fine answer for in this proposal.
Yeah, so Grace, I think the proposal says that we will add messages to the different chat channels on Rocket Chat to let them know that the system is being migrated over to Discord. Rye, there's an FAQ here that says that we can sort of redirect the chat.hyperledger.org to Discord server. So I assume those are the two kind of things that we'll be doing in order to make sure that people find the chat system.
Yeah, so so number one, Rocket Chat goes read-only and is still available for searching for some period of time, a few months or whatever. But on the front page, when you get there, you'll get a pop-up saying, hey, discussions have moved, and I'll have a link. I just put a link in the TSC channel to the invite, the self-serve invite for Discord. And then later, once Rocket Chat is actually turned off completely, we would just do like an Nginx, you know, redirect over to that URL so people could join or something of that nature.
Okay, thanks, Roy. Kamlesh?
So are we also planning to take a backup of Rocket Chat, because mostly community refer the Rocket Chat previous communication chats to any kind of solution or some problem there. So if we move to the new Discord channel and the people who are looking to old messages for solving their problem. So maybe like suppose we can make it available for read only, or maybe after a few months, we can take complete backup and put somewhere. So it's always available to the community. Something can be done like that, right?
So I did this when we transitioned to Slack. I put a Slack archive up on GitHub. My plan is to do something similar with Rocket Chat. I just really question the value of it because chat is way more ephemeral. It's not like a mailing list where it's just way more ephemeral. I question the value of getting the archive out, but I do plan on getting an archive rendered as HTML in some way so that it continues to be available.
I think some value because people refer to their old chat, how the problem solved, what was the different links and different concepts.
All right, thanks, Kamlesh. Any other questions or comments as we're approaching the top of the hour? Any thoughts on whether or not this is something we want to vote on today or whether or not we've need to a bit more time before we get to the vote?
Overall, I think we've heard more positive comments in support of this. So I think we should thank the task force and go ahead and follow the recommendation.
All right, so we can thank the task force for sure. I do believe that Arno has maybe just motioned that we vote on the proposal. Do we a second?
Second.
All right, so we have a second. So let's go ahead and vote then. Rye, do you want to run us through a vote? Yeah, that'll be fine.
Sure thing. David Inyart.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Hart.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Kamlesh.
Yes.
Nathan.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Tracy.
Yes.
Troy.
Okay, yes.
Angelo.
Yes.
Arno.
Yes.
Artem.
Yes.
Arun.
Yes.
Bobby.
Yes.
Dano.
Yes.
that was fairly enthusiastic. Okay, the motion passes.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for that. Rye, I think you really confused people by starting in the middle of the, instead of at the beginning of the end. But that's just to keep us all awake.
I've considered randomly picking them, but I didn't know if I could keep it in my head who I'd actually chosen, so.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for the discussion. Thank you to the task force for the amount of time that you put into this. I'm looking forward to the progress of us moving towards Discord and for me being able to remove a messaging system from all of my devices. So thank you for that. Any other last comments or anything else that people would like to bring up before we close the call?
Quick reminder for tomorrow's task force. We have security process task force, and I would encourage all of you to join in. And we have a couple of interesting topics to be discussed. So please do join in.
All right. Thanks, Arun, for that reminder of the security task force. Any other closing items? All right, so with that, I am going to say thank you, Hart, for your service on the TSC. We are looking forward to working with you very closely in your new role as the CTO. And that is my closing comments for this go around. Thanks all for joining, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Tracy.
Bye.